With the onset of the rains, one wonders what is the plight of schools under trees. Four pupils of Dihia English and Arabic School in Cape Coast. Classrooms under trees are a familiar scenario since 1986 when the school was established. The irony is that there is an abandoned Gates Fund classroom project which could have served as an antidote to the problem there. Rebecca Ekpe visited the school and reports that holding classes under trees has become a disincentive to teachers posted to the Dihia English and Arabic School.
I'm right here at the Dihia English and Arabic School, which is about 15 minutes drive from Cape Coast. And it is pathetic that right here in the middle of the compound, I see that some of the pupils are seated right under the tree. Now, some of them are in the classroom, but we still have classes here under trees. I understand this is primary two, correct? Can they speak English? Some of them can speak. But this is primary two, where we have some of them seated right under the tree. And you are the teacher, and your name is?
Augustine Fred Osei.
You are the teacher teaching the pupils here, primary two of Dihia English and Arabic School, right under the tree. And why are the pupils under the tree? Because I see that some of the classrooms are empty.
The classrooms are too closer. And it's just a common partition, a dwarf partition, which divides two classrooms. So the other class, when the teacher is teaching, they create noise, which disturbs the other class. So the other class has to come out while the other teacher is using the other compartment. That's why we come under the trees.
So what happens, teacher, when there's rain?
When it is raining, then you have to send the children back to the classroom.
And which means there's no learning going on at that time. They're only playing, correct? Or what goes on then?
By then, we have to engage the children in some exercise, and then we direct them to copy from a chalkboard.
And how long has this been going on?
Since this school was established, somewhere 1986, this thing has been, become a burden on the teachers who are posting to this place.
So as a result of that, some of the teachers leave, do they, or they, what happens?
As a result of that, I in particular, I'm not, happy with the situation.
Have you reported that to your head, and what steps have been taken?
The head is already, is aware of the problem, but the only solution is to get new classrooms.
Rebecca Ekpe filed that report from Cape Coast.